Ellen White asks for time. The General Conference Bulletin for Wednesday, March 18, carried an announcement that Ellen White had asked for time to address the conference. It read, 13th Meeting, as it has been previously announced that Sister White would occupy the time at 10:30, a very large audience was assembled at the time for the opening of the meeting. Prayer was offered by Elder A.T. Jones. After the reading of the minutes, the conference adjourned to 10:30 a.m., Wednesday, March 18. Sister White bore a very earnest and impressive testimony, a synopsis of which will appear in a future number of the bulletin, IBID. The opening words of her address revealed the burden of her heart. Dear brethren and sisters, I have had a burden in regard to Battle Creek and the places surrounding it, and other places in Michigan. From time to time, light has been given me with reference to the duty of many of our people to leave this place, and go where they can spread the knowledge of the truth. Testimony on this point was given years ago, and why the people have been so backward in heeding it has been a mystery to me. She then read from what she wrote after the vision given June 12, 1868, as recorded in Testimonies, Volume 2, pages 113-116, presenting a strong appeal to Seventh-day Adventists who were not needed in Battle Creek to move to other regions and carry the message of the church with them. She appealed that for the good of the church members and for the spreading of the message, Battle Creek members should spread out. When I see so little of the spirit of self-sacrifice manifested among us, I wonder if our people believe that Christ is soon coming. Do you believe it? A man will act out all the faith he has. We used to say so in 1843 and 1844. Brethren, do you now believe that the Lord is coming? Do you believe it in your hearts, or is it a mere theory, without any real faith or power? The world will present its proposals to draw you away from the work, and Satan will tempt you to accept them. If you can be easily divorced from the work, you may depend upon it, the bribe will come, because Satan wants every soul that he can lead. Now, brethren and sisters, we want to know who are on the sacrificing side. We want to know who will be on the side of God, the side of heaven, the side of eternal life.